Blog Talk Radio.
Believe it before you can see it, and you can walk on, 'cause he's there.
standing beside you. He's light for the shadows. He's hope for tomorrow. He'll always be there through the sun and the rain. You've got to believe before you can see it. Then you can walk on, 'cause he's making a way. Just gotta have some faith. You gotta have some faith. When you don't see it, but you believe it anyway.
Amen, 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 amen. We greet you in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say Happy New Moon to everyone for August. This is one of the days that I've come to look forward to really in the month. As I was going back over the scriptures, require this feast day, you know, it just sits well in my soul, sits well in my spirit, that the Most High has us to observe this. I want to play a couple of more songs, you know, I want you to just meditate on the Most High and His goodness and just what He's done for you in this past month. I'm really kind of a loss for words. The Most High is just so wonderful and He's just so good that just to think that we would be disobedient, that, you know, we would be, we really have to be of a reprobate mind to go against the Most High. You know, we have to be spiritually, I'm going to use this word, don't be offended, but spiritually retarded to go against Him and to disobey. And so for Him to not have killed us all and just said, the heck with it, or I'll start over. I'll use the monkeys this time. They may probably be more obedient than this creature called man. So we want to come and we want to celebrate Him. We want to honor Him in this new moon. We want Him to be with us. And so I'm going to play a couple of more songs, and then we're going to get into the new moon service, the celebration with the Most High. So I'm going to go ahead and open up your phone lines. Shalom. Happy new moon.
Shalom.
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 Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, my Sister Mary, Sister Denise. Sister Ray also there with y'all?
No.
No, she said he was a sister.
Shalom. Oh. Happy New Moon.
Amen. Happy New Moon. Shalom. All right. So we are going to listen to a couple of more songs. Get your mind on the Most High, because he's worthy of all our praise and all our honor. And we just want to give Him the glory, you know, and He says in His word, I'm going to read these scriptures. I think I'm going to read a little bit from Samuel tonight so that we understand that, you know, this was a day that they greatly honored. And it was a night that those that in the kingdom spent with the king. Those of his household, you know, it was a night that they would all be there for this meal. And I think it also represents that in the kingdom, when the Most High says from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath and from one new moon to another, so all flesh come to worship before Him, to observe, and it's a special occasion with Him. And so, you know, we just want to be of that mindset and have our mind on Him.
Because I believe there is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. I have a home found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way to the water, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouth of lions, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you, God, I believe. In you, release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us, over and over. Oh Lord, make way to the water, walk me through the
you mean. check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that to stand. You are the Redeemer, and they know
of Elohim, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 through 29, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, and verse 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise in this new moon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, for the new beginnings, Father, for this new moon, Father. Hallelujah. That you would come and that you would be amongst us and that we might sup with you, Father. Hallelujah. Come and be with us. Fill us. Let us feel your presence. Hallelujah. This evening, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God, Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let us, we're going to do things a little bit different this evening. I want to go to the book of 1 Samuel. And we'll pray in a minute. The book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 20. And when you have it, if you'll say amen. 1 Samuel chapter 20.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I might hide myself in the field until the third day at evening. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say thus, it is well. Thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant into a covenant of Yah with thee. Notwithstanding, if there be in me iniquity, slay me thyself, for why shouldest thou bring me to thy father? And Jonathan said, far be it from thee, for if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would I not tell it thee? Then said David to Jonathan, who shall tell me, or what if thy father answers thee roughly? And Jonathan said unto David, come, and let us go out into the field. And they went out, both of them, into the field. So we can see that this new moon service was a dinner, a time that they sat at dinner with the king. They had a meal with the king. And David sort of just telling Jonathan, hey, if I don't show up, if the king ain't angry, then all is well. But if the king gets angry, then he surely, you know, want to do me some harm. He wants me to come to this new moon meal that he can do me some harm. Pick it back up in verse 11. Verse 12. And Jonathan said unto David, O Yah Elohim of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow any time, or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee, and show it to thee, and Yah do so, and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and Yah be with thee, as he has been with my father. And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me kindness of Yah, that I die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when Yah hath cut off thine enemies, the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let Yah even require it at the hands of David's enemies. And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat shall be empty. So this was a dinner that, you know, to miss a dinner with the king and not have an excuse, you know, that could make the king very angry too. But this, what I wanted us to understand out of this was a time that was recognized in Israel. It was ordained by the Most High that they should have and get together on the new moon and come together. And it was not, you know, solely just to have this meal, but that the Most High said he would also meet them at this time. So if there was a word for the king, it would usually come at this time. The prophets would usually come at this time. Let us go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66. And we're going to start in verse 22. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, starting in verse 22. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, amen. And we're going to start in verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So we see here, even in the kingdom, this is after the 1,000 years, when he makes the new heavens and the new earth. He's going to take all the water off the earth. He's going to roll away the heavens, the air. It's going to be a completely different type of planet. But it won't matter because we will be eternal. We won't need air. We're going to breathe air, but we wouldn't need it to live. We wouldn't need water to live. We could go without. We're eternal. We don't need those things. So he says, but from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before him. So the new moon, the beginning of the month, are important to the Most High. He gives them to us as dates that he's going to keep even in the kingdom. When he brings the kingdom and when he sets his throne up for the 1,000 years and then forever after that, this day is important. So, you know, we have people that don't think it has that much importance in his kingdom, but it does. Let us go now to Ezekiel, chapter 46. And we're just going to get verses 1 through 3. Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 through 3. And when you have it, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thus saith Yah, Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 days. 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. Now this east, this door, this gate in the east, the east gate, this is the gate that the Most High walks through. He comes into it on the Sabbath. He also comes into it on what? The new moon. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then shall he go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. Every other day of the week, they don't worship before this gate. They don't worship before it because the Most High is not there. But on his Sabbath he comes, and on his new moons he comes. On his feast days he comes. So this is a good thing that we do, that we are practicing what we would be doing in the kingdom. Let's drop down to verse 6. Now, we're not going to read all these offerings, but we're going to see that in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock. So they're going to offer sacrifices in the Sabbath day, and they're going to offer sacrifices in the new moon. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, and they shall be without blemish. Let's go to Amos, chapter 8. The book of Amos, chapter 8. Now, this is kind of a negative. And the reason why I'm saying it's a negative, because just like the Sabbath, people got to the point where it was a burden to keep the Sabbath. And they were like, when will the Sabbath be over? Also, they were saying the same thing about the new moon. Start at verse 1. Thus has Yah Elohim showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said Yah unto me, the end has come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day. And Yah, says Yah Elohim, there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? So this is a negative, but the people understood that they weren't supposed to be doing, this is a hallowed day, really, the new moon. Not supposed to be buying and selling on it. And they couldn't wait for it to be a, when will the new moon be gone, that we might continue with regular business. And in this case, their regular business was, you know, uneven balances where the weight fell on their side. You would get less, cost you more money, and you get less product. They were cheating people. So the people understood that they were supposed to keep this new moon. And the retailers and the sellers and the people from around the countryside didn't like when the Sabbath came because they weren't allowed to do business. And then when the new moon, they weren't allowed to do business. Let's go to the book of Colossians, chapter 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. And we're going to get verse 16 and 17. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
All right, amen. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of holiday or holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now, people will take this verse and say, hey, you can't judge me, what I eat, what I drink, what holy days I keep. But that's not really what this verse is saying. For the simple fact that when we bring judgment, it's because you are in transgression. That's when judgment comes. And so we don't want to argue with anybody about these things. If they don't want to keep it, let them not keep it. But the truth of the matter is, just like we know we're supposed to keep the Sabbath, we're supposed to keep any holy day of the Most High, his feast days, we're also supposed to keep the new moon. We're also supposed to eat clean. So people who are not studied in the Word, who only read the New Testament only, they will use this to say, oh, I don't have to keep none of that stuff. But it really is the exact opposite. Okay. That being said, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointed time with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Elohim of Isaac, Elohim of Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you, to honor you, revere and praise your holy name. And all the people, now I'm gonna do this a little bit different here too as well. I'm gonna change this. I'm gonna ask Sister Maria if she will do the rendition for all the people, and I will ask for somebody different every new moon. But this new moon, I'm gonna ask Sister Maria to repeat for all the people. That way we don't sound confused. And we're on one accord. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
All right, amen. So, Sister Maria, is that okay with you for this new moon?
Amen, amen.
All right. And when I say all the people say, you will repeat for all the people this new moon. And all the people say, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohims.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yahs.
And Yah of Yahs.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer you sacrifices and offerings, to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement of sin and renewal of our consecration in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And all the people say, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray. Let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And all the people say, we bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsels.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
And restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion and your kingdom.
Upon Zion and your kingdom.
Shall be exalted over all.
To be exalted over all.
Let us turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, and we will be doing verses 1 through 5. Psalms chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And we shall have the blowing of the shofar. in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before our Elohim. I am Yah your Elohim. And all the people say, blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah.
The Shema. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And we're going to get verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when you sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And let me find this. Did it drop off?
Here is where the Lord God, the Lord is.
One second, please. Shema Israel, Yahuwah Elonehu, Yahuwah Echad, Barak Shema Kavod, Malku To, Laham Vahed. As we prepare for the lighting of the menorah, hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. To separate the new moon, Rosh Kadosh, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of the book of Colossians, chapter 2. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
In whom we hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of his glory, of the mysteries among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 That the Elohim of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of but is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of his glory, the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us wards who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11. And we're going to start in verse 1. And when you have it, if you say amen.
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 And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. And for this one, I want everyone to repeat after me in this regard. So all that are present will repeat when I say, and the response and the people say, then we want all to say to affirm this. As we go before the Most High to petition him for this month, would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And the people say, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
As we light the first candle, would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And the people say, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And the people say, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And all the people say, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And all the people say, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And all the people say, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah? And all the people say, we receive the spirit of the spirit. We receive the fear of the spirit of Yah. Stop that. Don't read that.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
Yeah, let's do that one again. We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah. And the people say,
we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
Amen. That was my fault. Go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, and when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass, and wait, verse 40, starting in verse 17. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and drink offerings in the feast, and in the new moon, and in the Sabbath, in all the solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offering, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 46.
Amen.
Starting in verse 1. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the prince and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then shall he go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate, before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath, they shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And a meat offering shall be an ephah of a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. The sanctification of this new month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us, and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, and when you destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth and his name one. Let us all say, amen.
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 All right, amen and amen. All right, Sister Maria, this part will be for you again so that we have no confusion. And all the people say, we express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For renewal of our minds.
Our lives.
Oh, our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people Israel.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
You will repeat this as well, Sister Maria. O Yah, our Elohim. We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all of our shortcomings.
For all our transgressions.
For all of our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
And for all our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your, repeat that, please.
Your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
O Yah, Elohim of our fathers, and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your way, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Amen.
Amen.
Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from the dwelling in the inapproachable light of his eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, our Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. Amen and amen. Let us get our grape juice and our unleavened bread. Does anybody need to have the grape juice that they have or the wine blessed? No? Okay. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Let us go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. And we're going to start with verse 24. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. We have read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. When you have it, just say amen. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us all get our wafer, whatever it is that you're using for unleavened, break off a piece. And I want all of us to repeat this together. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim. And the people say,
blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe. And the people say,
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth. And the people say,
who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah. And the people say,
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people. And the people say,
for sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month. And the people say,
in the renewal of our lives this month.
Amen. You may now eat the bread. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. And when you have it, you'll say amen.
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 And after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And all the people say, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim. And the people say,
blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe. And the people say,
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who created the fruit of the vine. And the people say,
who created the fruit of the vine.
And you may now drink your grape juice or the wine. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your your atoning death. Thank you for the willingness to go to the cross for us and to shed your life for us. And thank you for the blood of the New Testament, Father, of the New Covenant. Father, we will honor it and honor you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, because he didn't have to do it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. It's that time where we have our meal. So if everybody will go get their meals, we'll bless it, and then we will eat. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we'll bless the food after this song.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
To Yah be the glory.
somebody.
The kingdom is the power.
All right. Everybody back?
Yes.
All right. Amen.
Yes.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for this meal, Father, which we are about to eat and nourishes our body. In Christ's name's sake, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Everybody doing okay today?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
This these wildfires going crazy in the west here. I don't know if y'all having bad weather there, wherever you're at.
It's just a few.
Is what?
Confused. You don't know if it's going to be hot, cold, rainy, or what.
Wow.
Confused.
So you guys been getting cold fronts in the summertime?
Well, yeah. What is it now, about 67 degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? It's not even September yet.
Nope.
So, amen. There's a lot going on out there. And then this next strand or run of COVID, they don't know how bad it's going to be. But we're not really worried about it because y'all got us.
Right.
But, they are, don't be surprised when they start trying to come around and arrest people. Trying to make people take this vaccine, trying to blame it on what they call herd immunity, that they don't have enough people taking the shot. But, you know, when you have doctors and nurses that don't want to take it, they got to tell you something, too.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to depend upon the Most High. For my protection and my family. And if they come and say, oh, you got to go to a camp or you got to go, you know, going to jail or whatever, then I guess I'll be going to camp or to jail.
Me too.
Amen. We have to stand on our word. We got to stand on the Most High.
Amen.
And when we get threatened, we can't fold. Can't say, well, they came and said this. Because it's going to be the same way with the mark of the beast, of the Antichrist. They'll use the same tactics. Mm-hmm. And if you love your life, Scripture says you will what? Lose it.
Lose it. Mm-hmm.
So you got to stand by the word of the Most High.
I stand on every word.
Amen. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm actually enjoying reviewing the reading of the law.
Yeah.
There's so many things that...
I'm learning a lot.
Amen. Amen. It is critical that we know that we don't have a lack of knowledge. As the Most High said, my people are killed for lack of knowledge. We want to, you know, we act on the word of God, on the word of the Most High, with zeal, but he said it's not according to knowledge. And so we want to make sure that when we're acting, it's according to knowledge. Oh, let me play some music. Now, does anybody have a topic they want to talk about?
That's how we eat.
Yeah, I hear you. Amen. I'm trying to talk between shoes. Let's see. I got this is in my heart.
That's it. I hope you don't hear a true one.
No one.
Right.
that there's nothing wrong with things I've lost. Say that there's nothing wrong, wrong. And nothing bad will happen to you. But don't you know if you don't repent? But don't you know you're gonna die? But don't you know you're gonna die? But don't you know you're gonna die? But don't you know if you repent? But don't you know and save your life? But don't you know you're gonna die? The Most High is the best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater. We'll help you through your test, test, test. Ain't nobody greater. When problems knock you down, when it gets hard, so please,
please just remember this.
Ain't nobody freed up. Sometimes in our lives we will make mistakes, but you gotta pray. He who overcomes will inherit all things. God for all that sin and that falling short of the glory. The Most High is the best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater. We'll help you do your best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater.
Spirit, lead me where my cross is. Spirit, lead me, take me deeper, take me deeper, take me deeper into you.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house. answer prayer. There's a fire on my altar, never burn out. The fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. He said, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, I want to seek your face.
Everybody has finished eating. Father Yah, we thank you for the meal today. We thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you for forever and always looking out for us, your people.
Yes.
Are there any testimonies? Anybody have a testimony that they want to share on this new moon?
I just testify that the Father is good, always.
Amen.
Always.
Amen. Always good. Anyone else? All right, I want to amen with my sister. The Father is always good and greatly to be praised.
Amen.
I thank him for protecting me from COVID, for you know, sending me a test and seeing if I would doubt that he would keep me. Because, you know, the Most High, he will send us a trial. And I know that he told me that this thing would not affect me, that he would protect me in it. So, you know, when I couldn't breathe, you have to understand, some thoughts went through my mind, but I was not claiming them, that it was not going to be COVID. It was going to be something else. And the Most High, true to his word, protected me in it. And I just want to thank him for it, and that he will continue.
Amen.
To use it.
Amen.
So let us not waver in our belief, in our understanding, or in our faith in our Most High Elohim. He is true and just to his word. We are going to do our blessing. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6. The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 27. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. May the name of Yah be upon each and every one of you. May his blessings manifest in your life, manifold, blessing upon blessing, that you may, your faith may increase, and that you may walk in his light. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you. This concludes our new moon service. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for just the beginning of month. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the morning, spiritual wellness. I don't know exactly what we will be. I got to go back and see where we left off at, and if I need to finish something right now, I'm drawing a blank. We are in holiness for sure, but in this keeping of his laws and the obeying of his voice, I see what the Most High wants us to deal with on in the morning. But we will be meeting 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for spiritual wellness. If you have any questions, bring them and what have you. We want to still be building toward the healing of our people. And as I said before, and I've said it many times, you know, not ashamed of it. You know, this gospel is to everybody, but the Most High sent me to Israel that we might heal, that we might come to him in the fullness of his word. And so it's imperative that we heal, because we cannot help anyone else if we ourselves are broken. So mm-hmm. I pray that you all are able to be there in the morning for spiritual wellness. And may Yah bless you. May he encompass angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, But I cannot love you like Yah Elohim loves you. Happy New Moon, family. Shalom.
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 Without you.